Jesus' name, amen.
Come on, and everybody said a big amen. Come on, let's give God a better praise than that in His house today, right? So good to see you. Great day to be in God's house. Thank you, Pastor Ryan and Pastor Aaron, for taking the last couple weeks. And Patty and I did get away for a few days, and it was glorious. Today is the last day of the month, so it's our missions giving. And as we have asked for the last few months, and we're right at the end of it, to help pay for the gym floor at St. Anthony's. That started out at around $35,000, and we're at $6,500 now. So we're right in the home stretch. And I want to say thank you to everybody that has helped with that. You've been a real blessing on that, and that's coming to an end. When I tell you about that we have focused extra on paying that, we haven't stopped in any of our regular giving to all of our regular missions giving every month. And so this is over and above with that. And I'm just so grateful to God for how He has supplied and multiplied and just done such great things. Aren't you? Aren't you thankful for that? You ought to say amen and thank God for that, even if you don't feel it yet, because when you praise Him in advance, something great happens. So I want to just ask you again, aren't you thankful for the blessing of God that has been on our lives? Come on. I met a couple in Brad's Thursday afternoon class this past week. And in fact, Brad has an incredible class. It's in one of our Connect groups, meets in the Outback every Thursday. He's been doing this incredible book, Atomic Habits, and all of our Connect groups are just amazing. And if you're not in any of them, you need to check into that. You can look at them online. And I met this great couple that came on from Brooklyn, and I heard they're here this morning. Manuel and Kathy, will you stand up and let everybody see you? Come on, let's give them a big, come on, give them a big City Church welcome today. Love you. God bless you. It's just awesome. Just awesome. Welcome all those that are watching online this morning from all over. I know we've got some Arizona people in the house this morning. By the way, Christy, what is the temperature in Arizona right now? No, don't tell me. You'll hurt our feelings. I want to speak to you and I about family. I want to talk to you about turnaround in a family today. And I believe for some of you, this is going to be a pivotal moment for you in your lives and in your home and your family. And I asked Ryan and the worship team to sing that song that he did today. It's out of Numbers chapter 6 and verse 22. And Moses told Aaron and tell his sons, he said, this is how I want you to bless the Israelites. This is how I want you to bless the people of God. And this is what he said in verse 22, in beginning in 24. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace, so that they will put My name on the Israelites and I will bless them. I want to declare that into your life today, because it's one thing to sing it, and it's another thing to live it out. And I have had some ups and downs in life, but I am completely persuaded that there is a roadmap that you and I can live and walk on that will guide us into that pathway to bring this blessing to pass in our home and in our family. And no matter where you are today, no matter what state your family is in, you can start right where you are. You can start it. It's the beautiful thing about the relationship with Jesus. He doesn't hold your past against you. He is concerned with you where you are right now and where you're going to go from here on out. And we can see a turnaround in our homes and in our families when we begin to walk in this direction. And Psalm 112 helps you and I see these plans and the purpose for our lives as God puts them in motion. Psalm 112 in the New King James I'm reading, he says, praise the Lord, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who honors him, who delights greatly in his commandments. That's his word. Why? Because his descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light and darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in an everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. What a declaration. What a scripture that you and I can have in our lives and in our homes and in our families. I just want to give you three thoughts of this, and then we're going to partake of communion together. And I want you to open your heart up wide this morning, because I believe this is for us today. Great turnarounds in our family when we do what God has called us to do. The first thing that happens in our lives is that our children will be greatly blessed. I'm so thankful for that today. I want to stand here and tell you, I am so grateful that my children are greatly blessed, because God cares about your children. In fact, I have learned over a few years of my life that if God tries to get at me, he goes through my, or if the enemy tries to get at me, he attacks my children. And when he attacks my children, he knows that he is trying to take the seed out that God has put in me for the legacy in this earth. But I want to tell you today that when a man or a woman will walk in the ways that God has called them to walk, his descendants will be mighty on the earth. His generation will be upright, and they will be blessed. No matter where you are today, no matter where this finds you today, God's greatest intention for you and I is that our children will walk in the way that God has called them to walk. And that when they do that, they will also inherit a blessing upon their life. And I'm old enough now that I have adult grandchildren. And we've raised the kids, and I could tell you story after story, but can I tell you, through all the haze and through all sometimes the challenges, that God hath done great things. And I'm so grateful for that. All except one of my children who is, he called me yesterday. Garrett works for a company, and he doesn't like to tell many people, and if he was here, he'd slouch down in the seat, and he'd probably shake his head at me, but he is the senior vice president of a company that invests money for counties and municipalities all over the country. And he calls me yesterday. He said, "Dad, you're never going to believe it." He said, "I'm about this week going to go and do business with one of the most largest and most wealthiest counties in the whole United States." And he said, "I just want you to pray God's blessing on me." He takes their money, and I'm not talking about a few thousand. I'm talking $50 billion. And he invests that money for them, for the counties to make more money. I'm going to tell you something. That is a blessing on my children. And I could go down the line with all three of my children in that. I want to tell you the story that I've heard of before, and I just was reminded again about a preacher by the name of Jonathan Edwards and another man who was born at the same time by the name of Max Jukes. Jonathan Edwards was in the 1700s. He was an incredible man of God with 11 children that he would study with and teach the word of God to them and live his family according to the principles and the plan that God has for him. He married a godly wife, and they served the Lord and put and made Jesus a priority in their lives. And listen, there was a study done that was called the 5-generation study on these two men. And when they looked at Jonathan Edwards, they found out his legacy includes in his children, in his legacy, 5 generations, 1 U.S. vice president, 1 dean of a law school, 1 dean of a medical school, 3 U.S. senators, 3 governors, 3 mayors, 3 college presidents, 30 judges, 60 doctors, 65 professors, 75 military officers, 80 public office holders, 100 lawyers, 100 clergymen, and 285 college graduates. Edwards was a godly man, but some of the historians write that it wasn't just because of him, but the legacy that he had was because of Mrs. Edwards. And how many men can say an amen to that today? But Max Jukes was different. He was a convict. He did not believe in Jesus, and he rejected the message of the cross. Jukes' descendants include 7 murders, 60 thieves, 190 prostitutes, 150 convicts, 310 paupers, 440 who were harmed by addiction to alcohol, and of 1,200 descendants that were studied, 300 of them died prematurely. You and I are called to pray blessings over our home, over our children, and over our children's children every day of our lives. Even if they are not where they should be right now, that should not stop you from praying God's blessing. You see, because when God lays his hand of blessing on an individual, he doesn't necessarily bless their mess, but he touches them and moves them out of their mess into his plan for their lives. Come on, I should hear some moms and dads amening me on this morning. And I know maybe some of you may be thinking, you know, well, I've done that and I haven't seen what God wants to do for me and what I've hoped for. But you must keep on praying. You must keep on speaking over them, how God's hand is upon them, how he is for them, how he is leading them. You keep on bringing it. I don't care if you got to drag them to church. You get your kids in the house of God every time it is possible and watch God work in their lives and in their future. I've told my kids over the years, you can run, but you'll never hide from the hand of God, because he'll follow you wherever you are. He will find you. He will create in you a clean heart. And you must change your words over your kids. I tell some parents this sometimes, never speak negative over your children. Never. You never say things like, you dummy, you're stupid, you're a failure, you're that. You never, in the midst of maybe their failure, you look at them and you tell them you're incredible. You're better than this. God's hand is on you. He's got a plan and a purpose for you. He wants to bless you. He's going to do great things in and through you in your future. And when a mom and a dad, go ahead, clap if you believe that. When a mom and a dad will do that over their kids, no demon in hell can come against and stop what God wants to do in their lives. Come on now, that's a good time to praise him in his house. Change your words. His descendants will be mighty. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Everybody say, I bless my children. Here's another part of the roadmap of a turnaround for you and I is in our families, is that he wants to bless your finances as well. Now listen, I know some are thinking, and some have been brought up thinking, the poorer I am, the more holy I can be. And nothing could be further from the truth. And I'm not, somebody came up to me after the first service, said, I don't care if I have any money, I'm just, you know, I'm just thankful for God. You know what? Okay, God bless you, but I care that you have money. Because if you have money, then we can buy these cameras that are here. We can buy the sound equipment. We can send money to missionaries. We can pay for the floor over the St. Anthony's. So kids from all over this region can come in on a Tuesday night. 80 to 100 kids can come in and hear the gospel preached to them every week. We can buy food for them and feed them. Yes, God wants you to be blessed. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Verse 3 says, wealth and riches will be in his house. Oh, I praise God for that today. When I grew up, the poor people called us poor. And it wasn't because my dad didn't work or have a great job, but he was a horrible steward of what he had entrusted to him. Somebody needs to hear that today. It won't matter for some how much money you have because you're just a bad steward over it. My dad would drink it up. He would smoke it up. He would carouse it up. He would gamble it up. It wouldn't matter how much he had. He was a poor steward over it. But I want to tell you something, that when God takes over your life and you begin to steward what he has entrusted you with, he will multiply that on purpose over and over and over. Because I'm believing in 2022 that the generation of the upright will live in a blessing. And there will be wealth and riches in their house. And you don't have to live under what God has intended for you. And I believe that from this day forth, for some of you that will believe this and will begin to speak this into your life. Come on, just say, I am blessed today. Come on, say it like you mean it. Say, I am blessed today. I believe with all of my heart that this will be a change in some people's lives in 2022. I want to read this, Ryan. He touched on it when he was sharing this morning out of Deuteronomy 28. And I wanted to cut it down. And I wanted to use a few verses on it, but I can't. I got to read it all. It says, you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed. And the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, your calves, your herds, the lambs, your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in. And you're going to be even more blessed today when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. I'm speaking to somebody today who has been taunted and tormented by the enemy himself. Today, this scripture comes alive to you. They will come from one direction, but when the Spirit and the might and the power of God come upon you, they will flee from you in seven different ways. There goes one, there goes one, there goes one, there goes one, there goes one. They are not going to have dominion over your life and over your family any longer. The Lord will send a blessing on your barn and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. Let me tell you, quit complaining about where you live. Stop complaining. Yeah, I don't like the cold. We were walking in some sunshine a couple weeks ago. That was fun. But I know where I'm supposed to be. And somebody said, you think you'll move in a couple of years? No. I'm going to buy, and I'm not far from it, I'm going to buy my grave, my plot, so when I die, nobody has to worry about raising money for to put me in the ground. I am going to live and die right here because I know this is where I've been planted. And the Bible says that he will bless me in the land that he places me at. Come on today. Let me go on here. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, your crops, the ground, the land he gave to your ancestors to give you. The Lord will open up the heavens, the storehouse, the bounty. Send rain on your land in the season and bless all the work of your hands. You'll lend and not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God, I give you this day and follow them, you'll always be on the top and you won't be on the bottom no more. Amen to that. Stop always believing that you're last. Stop believing that you'll never be blessed. Stop believing that you're always going to struggle. This is a year for a turnaround in your life. Begin to partner with God in His work, and He will partner with you in your work. Set a new precedent over your life in your family in 2022 and beyond. Say, as Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And can I tell you that this as well today, that when God does touch your life, for some of you, and I've been doing this for a while now, the church will be 25 years at Easter. And I've seen God touch people that had nothing and bless them in abundance. And they got to a certain place and they thought, "Look at what I have done. I don't need God anymore. I got what I got because I did it." And nothing could be further from the truth. Whatever you get comes from the hand of God Himself. And don't you ever forget it. Come on. Come on, everybody in the house, say, "I am blessed today." Come on, say it like you mean it. Say, "I'm blessed today. Wealth and riches are in my house." Say that. Wealth and riches are in my house. And then last, you will have a blessing in your relationships, in your home, in your family, with your friends. The Bible says in verse 4 and 5, "Unto the upright there arises light in darkness. He is gracious. He is full of compassion and righteous. A good man's deeds graciously A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion." And I just love this one little interpretation of what discretion is. It means the quality of behaving. And when I was reading this, going over my notes early this morning, I just felt the Lord say, tell somebody, "You're not behaving the way you should be." Just say amen, Pastor. Look straight ahead. Nobody will think I'm talking to you. You got to act and behave accurately before the Lord. I love how the Passion Translation says it in verse 5. "Life is good for the one who is generous and charitable, conducting affairs with honesty and truth." This past season has brought such contention with people, with families, husbands and wives, divorce rate through the roof, contention in the whole home, and we have had this phrase, social distancing, pounded into our brains so much that some people are afraid even today to come out of their house. I've had conversations with families where they've lived in several separate rooms for months. Listen, I get all what we've gone through and what we're obviously still going through. But you have to, and I have to, bring God into our lives and into our families. And let peace rule us. And live as the scripture says, to be gracious and to be full of compassion. And stop taking your clues from social media. Stop looking at Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everything else, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and taking all of your information from that and start doing what God's Word tells you and I that we should do. Stop. Get your face out of Facebook and get your face in the book and see what He has for you today. Stop living in that, because even as the world is telling us on a regular basis how bad things are, man, it couldn't get worse. It's this is bad and that's bad. Can I tell you something? That even in darkness, Jesus shines through. And not only Him shining through, but Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, "You are the light." I don't know about you, but I walk into a dark place, and because Christ lives in me, greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm going to light that place up, not because I'm anything special, but because the Spirit of the living God dwells inside of me, and it's going to push out darkness and push out evil from all around me. Come on, if you believe that. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house." I want to speak to every dad today. You are called to be a light in your home. You are called not to dwell in darkness, but to dwell in light. And he says, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they can see your good works and glorify your God in heaven. Because when we do, our relationships, our families, our husbands and wives will experience the blessing that God has for us. And when we begin to do this, the Bible says in Psalm 133, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And in verse 3, it says there, right there, unity, peace, compassion, understanding, forgiving, letting difficulties go. Some people build up these walls around them. And they build this negativity around them. But God says, when you let that go, he said, there, I command a blessing. How many of you want a blessing from the Lord over your life today? Come on, put your hand up in the air. A turnaround comes, and it begins in our home. Debbie, come on up. I want to share communion with you this morning. And as we do that this morning, ask God, if you're here today, and you struggle in some of these areas, to have his way in you when we partake of communion together. If you didn't receive a communion, a cup, wave your hand. Put your hand up in the air right now. Some right down here, boys. Come on, guys. Right down front. Put your hand up. Hold it up over here. Who else? Way over there. Take the bread. Jesus said, when you do this, remember what I've done for you. Anyone else? Hold your hand up. They're all over here now. They're walking. They got it covered. Everybody? Take the bread. He said, when you do this, remember what I've done for you. His intention for you and I are far beyond what we could even ever think or imagine, aren't they? Jesus said, he took bread, he broke it, he blessed it, he gave thanks. He said, this is my body, broken, given for you. As you eat this, remember me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. There's a husband in here today, a dad. You're living far below where God has ever intended you to be. And when you make that turn today, you're going to experience something so supernatural in your life that you won't believe what can take place. In the same way he took the cup and he said, this is my blood, shed for all. Drink it, every one of you, and remember what I've done. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, as Patty and I stand here together as under shepherds in this house, we proclaim blessing, favor, life, healing, strength, peace, hope, wealth, and riches in the house, I pray today. I pray for those who are dealing with physical challenges today. We speak healing over your life today. Those of you that are here, those that are home. We speak life, strength, and the healing of Jesus over your life today. And we give you praise. For those who are contemplating marital decisions, God has nothing to do with, I pray, Lord, that you'll strengthen them today. Praise God. Praise your name, Lord. I felt a real push in my heart for that right there. I don't know who I'm speaking to, and I'm not here to make anyone embarrassed or feel uncomfortable, but if God is pushing you in that direction, if you've been thinking or contemplating something, hand it over to Him right now. He'll help you. He'll renew that love in your heart for your spouse and for your family. I pray that over every person here and those watching online today. And I ask it in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. And I love you all. We love you. We thank God for each and every one of you. We pray God's best on you today. Go in His grace. Love one another on the way out. For some of you, make sure you meet Manuel and Kathy up here from Brooklyn before they leave. I love you. Go in His grace today.